Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. Got a couple of guests lined up this morning here. We've got Rhonda Elam with the Tuckasee Archery folks that are going to, she's going to come in and talk to us about all the events they've got going on this weekend, these 2-day events with the archery contest, one on Saturday, one again on Sunday, and then the last part of the hour, Murray Lloyd Renault from over at the Clay County Museum's coming in, and we've got some things that we're going to talk about that are going on in the county, some of the things that she's working on, and we'll have a great show here, and we'll get started just in a minute, but we'll do a little bit of early commercials, come back with some local happenings and a little bit of local news, and then we'll get our first guest, and we'll be ready to go. But right now, let's just go ahead and work in a few commercials here at the beginning of the show and get everyone honed in and ready to listen to a great Clay County Corner here this morning.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kick Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Sitting here, waiting for Ms. Rhonda Elam to get here. She'll be here just in a few minutes, hopefully. She's coming over from Tompkinsville. But before she gets here, we've got a number of things to talk about here this morning, of activities that are going on this weekend here in and around Clay County. Of course, I want to remind everyone, just as John did, about our birthday and anniversary club that we have here each Thursday morning, where we read off the names of the folks that have called in with to celebrate birthdays this past week. And, of course, remind everyone of our number, which is 243-5574, and also that remind everyone to go out by and patronize the local Solana Dairy Queen. But with that, now we've got some activities going on here, a bunch of activities this weekend. Excuse me. As we said, we have got our archery shoot, which is going on Saturday. On Saturday, we have the state juvenile 3D archery match, which both these are taking place up in Donaldson Park, and this one is beginning early on Saturday morning, and I think it concludes about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon with the awards. Then on Sunday, there is an adult qualifier for the state ASA tournament. So we've got those two things going on. And also this weekend, we have our annual Cumberland Run Car Show, and that will be getting underway at 3 o'clock with registration beginning then. And as always, we've got a free T-shirt that we give away to the first 100 participants that is made possible by the merchants here in Solana. They purchase advertising on the back of the shirt, and we give away 100 of those each year. And from personal knowledge, I know they make it out all over the state and everywhere. So it's great advertising for our county and great advertising for our local merchants. And also on Saturday, excuse me, Friday and Saturday, we have the Bobby Massengill Memorial Catfish Classic, which is a catfish fishing contest, and the tournament starts anytime Friday after participants pay their entry fees at the Horse Creek office, and the weigh-in will be on Saturday at 9 a.m. Catfish can be taken by any legal means, rod and reel, noodles, hot lines, limb lines, trot lines, and there's no limit to how many people can fish together. Prizes will be given to the top three fishermen, and then an overall champion will be named. And then the neat thing about this fishing contest is after they weigh all the fish, they clean them and have a big fish fry. So this is a great event. And the fish fry then begins after they get everything weighed in and get the fish all cleaned up and the fires are going. They've got a bunch of cooks up there, and they fix the catfish and the coleslaw and the baked beans, and everybody has a great time for that. And that's in memory of Bobby Massengill, and that takes place this Friday and Saturday. And then also the East Clay Volunteer Fire Department is having a fish fry dinner fundraiser on Saturday, May the 13th at the firehouse on 5350 Willow Grove Highway, the Allen's address, but that's the folks down in the Willow Grove area, and they've got a all-you-can-eat food and drink for a $20 donation, fish, french fries, slaw, and dessert. And they've also got a money tree set up where they're going to give away some money. And the people to contact about this is Larry Shell at 931-261-8255 or Clark Reagan 931-261-6571, and Jerry Durham at 931-265-1973. And that's at the East Clay Volunteer Fire Department. And let's see, also Saturday morning on May the 6th, beginning at 9 a.m., we've got Together We Rise, which is a walk-run beginning at the Clay County Community Center down on Cordell Hull Drive down at the government complex. And this is going to be approximately a three-mile walk. And this is sponsored by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. And it's to encourage the youth of our community to think critically about personal choices, future ambitions, and then also emerging community health and wellness trends, and all these things related to to underage substance abuse and alcohol abuse. And this is to help instill in our youth all of the problems that are involved with one simple mistake while they're in the formative part of their lives. So we will that gets started. The walk actually starts at 9 o'clock. The registration and the booths will be open from 7:30, and they've got a bunch of partners that are coming down to help out with this. So the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, the Cumberland River Hospital, and the Clay County Diabetes Coalition. These folks are all sponsoring this. And this will begin the walk at 9 o'clock, but you can register at beginning at 7:30. And I believe if you registered early, you could order a T-shirt. So, but I don't think they got any giveaway or anything like we do up here at the car show. But go down and check all this out. So I think a Merchants Association thing going on this weekend, maybe a sidewalk sale or something. And I think, is this Shop Local weekend? I'm not sure. I believe this is Shop Local weekend. And I think they're putting signs up at all the entrances here to town to try to direct folks all the different things we've got going on this weekend. So with all that said, once again, while I catch my breath, let's take a little short break and we'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back in live and in living color. As you may have noticed, I've got a couple of guests that here. Miss Murray Lloyd come on down a little bit early. We were just a jabbering and carrying on while we were off on commercial break, and sometimes you may catch some of our ending conversation, but Rhonda's made it in, and I know she's been resting the last couple of days and hadn't had anything to do at all.
No, nothing at all. I think my lists have lists of the lists that I have at this point.
Well, Rhonda, tell us how this came about. I mean, you were on here before, and we had some youngins with us, and we talked a lot to them. But
I don't know. I go in those things that, you know, sometimes God puts you where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Years ago, 15 years ago, I was shooting competitively, and about 7 or 8, I had to come off. And we used to have lots of kids' teams, and it ended up that we were able to get involved with another kids' team again. And I'd forgotten how much I missed them. Even though they drive you crazy sometimes, I missed them a lot. And so we got involved with this new organization, the S3DA organization, which is Scholastic 3D Archery. And when we were talking with them, because we had kids from Clay County and kids from Monroe County, we could choose Kentucky or Tennessee, whichever one we wanted to compete in. And looking across the board, we felt it was in our best interest to compete in Tennessee. At that same time, they sent out a call that they needed someplace to host the state tournament and that they didn't have a good site for it. And we had just shot a tournament up in Albany, and Matt Adams came in and he said, "No, Ron, I know where we need to have it. This place down here is better." So we came down and walked it, and Honestly, this is probably one of the best ranges in the southeast United States. I've shot most of them. It's absolutely the most beautiful range, laid out well for an archery range ever. So we put a bid in, and they were like, no, they didn't want to do it because it was going to be too far off of the beaten path for people to be traveling. They wanted to try to keep it in Nashville. And I said, oh, but you don't understand. We can do this, and we'll have this, and they can go to the dam, and they can visit the lake. And I went down and made lots and lots of pictures and sent in a new proposal, and then we got notification that we were awarded it. The problem that we had at that time is that we were a brand new club. We had no targets that we could use, so we went and borrowed $14,000 and purchased these targets and the storage trailer to haul them in because we wanted to make this a go and make it for the kids. So right now there's over $9,000 targets that these kids are going to be shooting on Saturday and Sunday. We already have over 100 kids registered, which then to us means you have at least 200 parents coming in with them. So we expect on Saturday to have anywhere from 300 to 400 people with bad weather. I think if we have the better weather, we're looking at 500 to 600 people in there anyway, because a lot of these kids will come and they have little brother and sister with them and grandma and granddaddy come with them. And so then on Sunday, another opportunity we had was to host a qualifier, and that is if people come and shoot that tournament, it's like a regional tournament that then they can go shoot the state tournament for Tennessee. So we're a qualifier for that. If there's also a group that is competing for Shooter of the Year, and they have to earn their points at different locations. So us being a new site, nobody's earned points here. So we think a lot of those guys are coming in. So we expect probably another 100 shooters on Sunday. So you're probably looking at 500 to 700 people in here this weekend.
Okay. And, you know, the only question I've heard anyone talk about is, you know, if we have this influx all at once is overnight lodging.
Right.
I wonder, has anyone had any?
What we've done, a lot of these people with the archery lifestyle, you camp. So a lot of them are at the campground already and have already talked with me about it. They're also going to Standing Stone. Within 30 minutes, I had enough hotel beds to take care of any of them. But because you can get to Tompkinsville, you've got the campground at Delhalla, you got the lodge, you've got the y'all's campground at the foot of the dam is one of the best ever. We love it. We stay there all the time. You've got Standing Stone. You've got, what is it, Lilydale?
Right.
All those up there. So a lot of those people camp. We also sent out a flyer with ones that had rental cabins because this did kind of happen quickly. I don't know how much of that has been able to occur, but we've got a lot of people that, because we spread our shoot times, are going to have to spend all day here. So we're hoping that's where the sidewalk sales and the Merchants Association have really come into play. Is they're making a map. Miss Kathy's been working, getting with those businesses and saying, hey, do you want to be on the map? Would you like to sponsor part of this? So those businesses have been doing a sponsorship, and she's fixing a map of, okay, here are the food places and here are the shopping places, because when one set of kids shoots at 9 o'clock, the next one don't go off till 1 o'clock. You got a couple hours in there you want to kill.
We're going to be finishing around 4, I think.
4 is when our awards will be presented. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, because that's just a little bit after we get started with the car show down
that's
here.
That's what we're hoping. We're going to dump them, and that's the thing. I've got your flyer I've actually already sent out. I sent out the 5K flyer. I sent out a flyer for your car show. And then we also sent one out for the guys with the canoes and kayaks, because I think a lot of them are going to stay over and go do that the next day.
So, okay, now, Rhonda, the chances of this becoming an annual event, do you have to bid it every year and compete for it, or if you really pull it off and it gets...
My whole goal in this thing, and I'm not even talking about TWRA, is rolling out all these trailers and kids' activities, and we've got booths that are coming, and I mean, just going to have some great things, but my goal of this is to make it so over-the-top awesome that they can never take it away from Clay County, that it will be there forever. Usually it's a rotating thing in the past. Kentucky's, I do know, has been in one set spot for the last 8 years, and they didn't move it till this year. So I'm hoping that if we blow this out of the water and we say this, it's going to be this wonderful event, that nobody can ever take it away from us. But my main goal that I would like to see is I would like to see all 106 of these kids' parents come into Clay County and fall in love with this area like all of us have and realize. I think when we live here sometimes we don't realize, we don't see the forest for the trees. We don't understand how great things are here and how beautiful it is and that people are seeking this laid-back country lifestyle. And then they get ready to think about a vacation this summer, that they come back here. So that's what we're trying. Ultimately, that's not only is it great for the kids to have this here, but I want to be able to have it for this community. This community's been good to us.
Well, you know, an event like this is it's an outdoor event, and it's a return to earlier days event. And we have definitely got the facilities to return them to an earlier day.
And that is there at this point. The fair board has already approached us wanting us to do one for the fair. Most clubs have a monthly shoot. I think if we could have a monthly shoot in this area, we could draw well because there's not many clubs around. Our logistical issue of being our location is their thing, if they would be able to let us have it there. That's the number one obstacle I would have. CORE has been super great to help us, whatever we've needed. We've asked, we had to do the permits to be down there. I know that having to close the trails those 2 or 3 days has, been something, but for safety reasons, that's what we've got to do.
Right.
And, I've been down there. That park is gorgeous. People do use it to walk. I've also walked the trail over at the foot of the dam. It is one of the most beautiful walking trails ever down next to the campground.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping those walkers, they could come out and walk and see our kids or go walk over there. We hate to inconvenience anybody, but for the safety of those kids and to bring in that many more people.
And, our city government has the opportunity to assume the management of that park. And
that would be great.
Hopefully an event like this, we'll try to maybe convince some local folks that, this is, as you said, it is a tremendous hidden gem. At one time it was very, very attractive to people because I think the CORE promoted it a whole lot, but they've kind of gotten out of the business of promoting their parks that they set up a number of years ago. And like I said, our city has the opportunity to basically assume this with a big long-term lease. And if this event can be the forerunner of, at least quarterly events, maybe even monthly events down there, and we get people in here from, all over the country. I know we had a little car show down there last fall that folks came into, and everyone was just, that had been through Salina, lots of them, maybe going somewhere to another car show or whatever. They'd seen the sign for Donaldson Park, but they had no idea what they were seeing the entrance to, and they couldn't believe that, hey, this is sitting right here in the middle of Salina.
Well, and I've been up and down all those trails so many times, and I still get turned around down in there.
Now,
there's so much property down in there.
Okay, now rest just a minute. We'll take a short commercial break.
Okay.
Sit down, have a seat. Quit walking. Okay. All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here, and Rhonda is here with us. And like I said, Mary Lloyd's been sitting listening. This may be the longest period of time I've ever seen her sit and listen.
We're going to make her come down and shoot with us on Saturday. I'll have one of the kids take her. And that's what we had a lady stop actually Tuesday while we were setting the targets and said, tell me what's going on. And we told her, and she says, can we just come down and watch? I said, I would love for you to come down and watch. Come get with me at the sign-in table. I'll give you one of the kids from the club. They can walk around and explain it to you and show you how things are scored. And so it's funny, a little old man that was with her, they had just moved to this area, and we had all the animals laid out into the grass, and he says, are all these animals native to this area? I'm like, yeah, I don't think they have African gazelles here, you know? I don't think so.
We can't spot any giraffes here lately.
There hasn't been any warthogs.
Okay, now, real quickly, let's do a little rundown of exactly what's going on.
Okay.
And if you want to, just give us a little rundown of
on
the schedule.
On the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, so Friday during the day, we'll already have the ranges set. We'll be getting some of the local ones that are our guys that help a lot can come in, or if any local shooters want to come shoot that day for fun, they can. Our first flight will actually go off. We have a bunch of kids, like Brian McLaren's kid, that's having to shoot the next day, so she would not be able to shoot the archery shoot. She has to shoot traps the next day. So we have about 15 kids from the state areas that had, like, one little boy's mom was graduating from college, so he was going to have to miss it. So we're doing an early flight at 2 o'clock on Friday just for those kids. On Saturday, the sign-ins start at 7:30. Most of them have pre-registered already. And our first shooting flight, we'll have a meeting at 8:30. It's a safety meeting. We go over all the rules and give them things like they need to understand what poison ivy looks like and to watch for the little creepy crawly things on the ground. And send them out to the ranges. At that time, I think there are 60 kids that will shoot at that time. And there'll be three or four on stake. So each one of these lanes or animals will have stakes that they'll stand on. And everybody will start, they'll shoot at once, and then they'll pull and score their arrows and move to the next target and rotate like a shotgun station. That will be our elementary group, and our middle school traditionals will all shoot that morning. They'll come in probably, hopefully, about 11:30. So 12 o'clock-ish, we will have awards for that group, which will be the elementary awards. But first, we'll have a shoot down. So the top three shooters in each category will have to stand up in front of everybody and have a sudden death shoot down with some animals that we have there next to them. So it makes a big production. And then we'll have awards. Then our next group goes off at 1 o'clock, so at 12:30 we'll have that safety meeting and put those guys on the targets. Now, the elementary group, the walking path to the left, the blacktop walking path, is where the elementary group shoots. The middle school and high school shoot down on the river, down on the flat of the river. So we've got those guys will start at 1 o'clock and we'll have the same procedure. Those awards will be at 4 o'clock. Also, during the whole day, We've got a long shot. We have an elk that we're going to have about 85 yards. Most of these kids only shoot to about 35 or 40. There's going to be an elk at 85 to 100 yards down there that's going to be like a novelty thing that they can play, which they love. They sling arrows all day long at that. TWRA is bringing a boating under the influence trailer to talk about the safety on the water. They're bringing, I think, a laser hunting trailer, and they've got an archery where they have ping pong balls that are up in the air and they shoot, and a BB gun trailer maybe. NWTF is bringing something. We've got all sorts. I think their trappers are coming. They're to do some seminars. We've got several booths. And then, of course, the local merchants are going to be setting up things. So it'll be on and off all day. One Stop Barbecue is one of our major sponsors, and she's going to be set up down there cooking all day for them. We wanted them to make sure they experienced some Clay County barbecue. They about slipped and said Monroe County barbecue, but we're kin now, so I guess it counts while they're here. And so we'll just have activities going all day. It's perfect down there because you've got that playground, so the little brothers and sisters can hang. That's always an issue because you've always got some little ones running up and down. You know, you've got your restroom facilities, the pavilions. We've rented the pavilions for the whole time, and so that it's been great.
Okay, Rhonda, and the adult shoot is just a traditional archery shoot. Is it with the target set up in the field? And
no, it's actually be right down on the range. We're
okay.
Using the exact same ranges. In our language, traditional means you're shooting stick bows, a long bow. Or,
right.
But like in my class, I shoot a compound bow. I shoot fixed pin sight. I use a release. There's classes for every different thing. If you want to use no equipment that helps, you know, there's a class for that. Or if you're using one that's got the stabilizers out the front that are 36 inches long, you know, that's called the open class. There are classes for, I guess Doc Stone won't kill me. We just won't tell him. I told him that he shoots like this super senior known, to where there's age categories, male-female categories, and then equipment categories. So there are actually 43 different categories you can shoot.
Doc Stone, he's been out. Of course, he practices all the time, and he's my neighbor, lives down below me.
Right.
I was actually driving through the other day.
I don't want to shoot against him. He's good.
He was out shooting, and I was driving up toward my house, and I stopped my truck and surrendered and told him not to shoot, that I give up.
Well, I tell you
and
what,
let me through.
I couldn't ask for much better help than Doc Stone. He and Charlie come anytime I even whisper that I'm going to go work on something. You can bet he's going to be there to help me. He is all about these kids and this program, and he is something else to be a supporter.
Well, Rhonda, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Before
we change horses here a little bit, I am going to read the birthday and anniversary,
okay,
folks. And we'll let you get out. You ain't got anything else to do today, have you?
Yeah, we're going to go print these shirts that are supposed to be handed out tomorrow that I've just now started.
Okay. But right now, our birthday and anniversary club, sponsored by the Salina Grill and Chill, the Dairy Queen here in Salina, where they have tremendous breakfast and all good food all day long. But they sponsor this for us. And this week, we've got too many weeks and years and months.
I hear you.
Celebrating a birthday this past week, Mr. Randall Gass out at Moss, his family called in, like to wish him a happy birthday this past week. And also, Rachel Burks celebrated the 7th birthday, and this is from her friend Tyne over in Kentucky. And then the Buford twins celebrated a birthday this past week. That's Hunter and Haley, I believe, are their names. And they celebrated, but we'll divide them up and give them make the cake drawing separate. We'll not keep them in one list for the cake group. And Will Smith out at Moss is celebrating a birthday. And Mr. Harold Moss is celebrating a birthday out there. And this is from his friends at the Moss Church of Christ. And then Joe Watson celebrated a birthday this past week. So we'd like to wish every one of these folks a happy birthday. And remind everyone, if you want your name on this list, to call 243-5574. Speak slowly and clearly into our answering machine, and we'll get you on the next week. So with that said, we'll take a little short break and let Rhonda get to work, and
hopefully get
everything pulled off here Saturday.
Everybody needs to come see us.
Beginning Friday and Saturday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, we'll remind everyone of all the activities going on to get up there and see them. And
completely free. Come on, we'd love to have you.
All right, and we'll take a little short break, and Mary Lloyd's going to come over, and we're going to talk about who knows what. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Murray Lloyd has scooted up close to the table here. And, of course, Murray Lloyd, among other things, is the director of the Clay County Museum. And she's got some stuff she's been working on a long time. And I gave her a little something extra to do. We're working, trying to work up a website for our Clay County Fair. And she's been trying to help me find some historic pictures and trying to get a little history on the Clay County Fair. But the first ones...
Where the
fairgrounds were at and all that kind of stuff?
We've got, I guess the oldest picture we've got is about 1909, when they had a big fairgrounds with a stadium and a horse rink and everything in the middle of it. It's kind of, when we look at it today and then we look at what other people have got, ours was so high-classed. I mean, it was just something out of the ordinary. And when you ask people to see these pictures, they say, well, where is that? And, I know right where the fairgrounds was. It's been hard to kind of track out, but we've kind of figured out where it was because it was right here in town and everything. And we've got several of the books from different years that you may want to
scan those and see
what they've got in the pictures. And they've even got one at one of the, some of them, it, evidently during that time they made stuff and put it on postcards. And one of them has got where they have the little horse race things. The little two wheel.
The little buggies.
They call them something else.
Yeah, I
don't know the horse.
Of course, they still have them. Maryland's a big place for that.
I don't know the horse jargon. I'd have had to ask Corinne, and she's done left.
I know. G and Haw and
that doesn't have anything to do with that. And we have been it is such a slow process at the museum because we've had boxes of phone pictures that people have just given us, and we don't know. We have to go through them one by one, and that's what and old newspapers. The newspapers we've kind of got in order. And we've got most of the old newspapers on microfilm. So if you want to come out there and look at them, you just call, make an appointment and everything. And we've got, I think, from maybe 1911, more than 1,000 copies of the Bill Fist Bugle. Then we've got all these odd newspapers that I never heard of. The Salina Messenger, and we had the Salina Globe, but then we had the Salina Globe, different publishers and stuff. So it's kind of, if you don't, I was surprised when we started going through them how many different things we had, you know, and everything. But
what was the Show Pigs newspaper? Was it the Salina Globe?
Well, I have to look at my list because I can't remember. And that's what we were doing yesterday. We've just gotten some because where they're the old newspapers, we just have a few copies. We've been putting them in acrylic sleeves, so they, you know, because to save them and everything. But we've got all that stuff on microfilm, and the state gave us. I talked the state out of a reader that they didn't use or was obsolete to them and everything. And we, you know, it's just a slow process to get all this. And when on all that stuff right now, we're trying to get it in the inventory because every day somebody walks in and asks me, do we have something? I said, yes, but I can't find it. It's there. I know it's there. And so that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. It just takes time, you know.
You know, I know some of the things that, you know, being a former coach and with fewer guys that are in the coaching field now here that are local, you know, that we've talked about, you know, some of the athletic history, how so much of it really doesn't exist anywhere except in just short blurbs and bylines in Bill Fisk, Bugle, and some of the newspapers where they will just give the score of a ball game. Because I know we had the Salina Merchants baseball team here back here maybe late 20s, early 30s, all the way up until the 50s. And, you know, finding information about that, finding out about the Crusaders, the Golden Crusader football team.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of it, like, I know Murray Lloyd, when she looked through there, and I've looked through some of them, it'll just be a couple of sentences giving the score of the people that they play.
And a lot of times you don't even realize, I mean, when you've not looked at these papers in years, you don't know what's where. So, you know, if you can, a lot of times, because we've got them all in, they're listed in years, you know. And it is. One of the things that was fascinating to me was that they had in, I guess, the Bill Fisk Bugles, when I was looking at them, all who was the county officials, you know.
Yeah.
And to really know when they served, you know, these people were, but a lot of the offices didn't have, they didn't have everything in them. You know, it might have some of them and everything, but, and I guess the reason I was looking, because my granddaddy, as everybody called him, Mr. Jim, the old Mr. Renault, he was county court clerk in 1918. And I thought, now there ought to be something in these newspapers. And I found it, you know, where he served and everything. And, you know, you're always interested in your family or something that's going on and everything.
And I think, you know, some of the interesting things in there are all of the community. And, you know, if you have, you know, relatives that lives here in these periods of time, it takes a lot of research, but you can actually sit down there and you'll find out where
Miss So-and-so went to visit Joe Blow down at Livingston, you know, because that was back then, that was a big trip and everything. And, you know, so people have said, well, why are all these towns 20 miles apart, just about, in this part of the country, in the country? I says, you don't know? No. Well, that's how long it took to get there. One day over, you know, one day back, and when they just walked, of course, 20 miles is a long way.
Yeah.
And even on horse, it wasn't too easy.
Of course, you know, that's the so-called circuit court riders.
Right,
I mean,
right.
They were supposed to be able to make it to each one of the circuits with a day's ride.
That's exactly right. So that's,
you know,
kind of,
you get thinking about that after having a big court case here in Salina.
Right,
a lot of
right.
controversy.
Right.
And you had to be in Pickett County the next day. I wonder how safe these guys felt riding.
Right, I know it.
After dark.
I know it. I know what you mean.
From here to Pickett County.
Well, or, you know, Burstown or whatever. You know, it's just getting... And in that time, of course, you had to cross the rivers because the lake wasn't here, and the ferries didn't work. They were, you know, sometimes at night the ferries didn't work and all this kind of stuff. I know when I first moved to Pea Ridge, 1950, the bridge between Burkesville and Salina wasn't there. It was just a ferry. And I know I went with Mr. Robert Brown up to Burkesville to a... And we bought this nag, and we just had his pickup truck. You all seen us trying to get across that ferry with that horse in that pickup truck, and bouncing around. You know, it wasn't safe.
Remember, Sir Robert Brown lived down in Old Town?
Yeah.
And he was a livestock dealer.
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. He was the last one, I think, that lived in that last
hotel. In the
hotel.
Old hotel, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
of course, Miss Winnie Brown's husband.
Right.
I think Miss Winnie and my dad were cousins.
You go out so many, I think, what they say, seven things, and you're kin to somebody, you know. But we're not trying to set up for genealogy. We're trying to set up the history of how the county, when the county started, how it started and everything. And we're hoping to have, when we get this a little further along, the museum divided. And on the left side, when you come in, you could go through a maze and see pictures and read stuff and see where the county started and weave in and out and read it all. And when you come out the other end, you'll understand where Clay County's been and what's happened in all the times and everything. And somebody will say something about Clay County in 1850. I said, no, Clay County wasn't here in 1850. You know, wasn't established until 1870, and that was right after the war between the states. And a lot of people don't realize that and everything. They said, oh, my goodness.
You know, it's something. We're sitting here in the building
that was completed
3 years after that.
That's exactly right.
We're still sitting in and using it today.
Right. And it's very a unique piece of architecture, too, because all the bricks in this building were made out of the dirt they dug out of the foundation. And the walls in places are 4 and 5 bricks thick.
The interior.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, folks come in and look, and, you know, this building doesn't have a wood substructure of any kind, other than the roof over.
Right, uh-huh, and everything. And it's you know, it's, and the outside of it looks so different, because I've got a picture that has when Governor Roberts was the governor, and I don't know what year that is, but it had a fence around it and a yard and had all where you tied your horses up out front and everything, you know, so it's quite different than it looks today.
Cordell Hull in this building, I know you even tell the younger students here now that, you know, you take them upstairs, let them sit in a chair up there and say, hey, do you realize that you're sitting in the place where a Nobel Peace Prize winner sat and held court here and a lawyer here?
Right.
And, you know, that's something that a whole lot of people can't say.
Well, you know, over in Upton's Hay Funeral Home now, they've got the picture of Cordell Hull. Now, when Pistol and them first bought it back, it was just a picture there. And so many people asked, they didn't know who that was. So they've put a plaque up and tells that he was the Secretary of State, longest running Secretary of State, and, you know, what all he did and everything. And I know recently I was over there with some cousins of mine, and they says, well, we didn't realize that he did all that. We didn't realize he is from here and, you know, everything. Of course, there's always been the argument where he was born, but he didn't stay up there very long. So he was down here, and his mom and daddy's up here in the cemetery and everything. And
I know, I saw a little, I guess a copy of a clipping from a newspaper from back 1930-something, where the plans were made for Cordell Hull, who was a Tennessee senator and you know, pretty a national politician, that the plans were in place for him to stand out here in front of this courthouse and announce that he was running for president of the United States. And I'd heard the rumors about it, but I actually saw that. But it never came to fruition because
he got to be Secretary of State.
Yeah, Franklin Roosevelt, he decided he'd run for that. I guess that was his third term, guess, which was breaking tradition. And I'd say probably a little deal may have been brokered where Cordell Hull got to be Secretary of State.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he had one pretty good accomplishment there, the United Nations.
Right. And that a lot of people just don't understand. I mean, it's not that they don't understand. They just...
Hey, that happened here.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
He's really a Clay Countyan.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, Mary Lou, we need to take a little short break. We'll come back and...
talk about some more.
Okay, but we'll be right back in a few minutes.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. senior care unit located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Back, everyone. Great conversation this morning from my two guests this morning, and we were talking about Cordell Hull, and you know, it's kind of the tradition along the Cumberland River. I know Governor McMillan, who of course from up in McMillan's Landing, just across the state line of Tennessee, but it seems like, you know, a lot of the folks that came through those days that went on to be national or state leaders, they came down the river, didn't they?
Right. When we started, before even white people were here, the Indians were here, and the reason they came here was because of the rivers. They had the two rivers coming together right here. Probably the little town of Salina wouldn't have been here if they didn't have those two rivers right there, because they could come out of the Obi and come from way up in East Tennessee, and then the thing about the Cumberland going, you know, way up in Kentucky and everything.
Now, I've heard someone say we had maybe three major Indian tribe groups that came through this area moving.
Yeah, you did.
Moving down.
Right.
At different times.
Right. Of course,
over long periods of
Cherokee
time.
Was probably the biggest one. And then they had the Chickasaws and the Iroquois, I think, was two of the, what that I know are listed as doing that. Well, you know, the even before that, Thomas,
the ancient groups
that the statues that
the stone men
had been, and they're say they're back from 1000 to 1400 AD, you know, and that's a long time. You know, that's a long time back.
We were just spring chickens then,
and of course there was probably some that, you know, whites moved through, but it just it took so long. They ought to watch Daniel Boone. It comes on television. You see this stuff now on different things, and sometimes you forget what a struggle it was to get across the mountains and get in, you know, because, of course, Clay County actually, and we lie in the foothills of the Cumberland Mountains, because once you go 30, 40 miles west of us, it starts flattening out.
Well, you know, there is we had a little study once and set up one of these parkway drives,
mm-hmm.
that, and I know it's in existence. It's called the Cumberland Scenic Byway.
Yeah.
That runs from Salina up to Cumberland Gap, up through Harrogate and up
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance, any time of the year, but especially in the early spring or late fall, is to drive from Clay County, from the river here to Cumberland Gap, and that's why our car shows the Cumberland Run, because
right.
We like to attract people all the way from
right.
from the Cumberland Gap
all the way down this
down
way.
This
and,
way.
And,
but
and, that was the major thoroughfare,
and the Cumberland Gap was the way that people got through to come on down.
That's right.
Kind of like the there in the Smokies, they had the Newfound Gap
right.
there where they
right.
made it through
right.
there,
right.
and they had to find a gap in the mountains to get
right.
their wagons through.
Because some of them were so tall, you know, coming over the Appalachian Mountains, you couldn't just go up and over. You had to find a twisty way to get through.
Okay, now out at the library, I think you have regular hours.
Yeah, we're open.
You're regular.
We're open from 10 to 3 Wednesday through Saturday. And that's real unusual for a small town like this, because I know even Livingston, they're not open as much as we are. But we are lucky to have a UCHRA worker that it's theirs during those times. And I'm not there all the time. I come through and try to keep everything going and make sure all the paperwork's done. And people don't realize how much paperwork is because you've got all this stuff you have to do. But it's, you know, we have people stroll through from every place. And sometimes they're not looking for anything. They just see it's a museum and stop. And we tell them, a lot of them have heard about the town in under the lake. And they think that town's still in under there and the buildings and everything. So we kind of have to explain to them, no, that's not the way it is.
That's a whole other world you're
That's a story within itself, you know.
The movement of everything.
Right. And
I know you're really the movement of the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. You know, you know, that's just unreal and everything that the way that all of it was done. And we've got a newspaper article. I know we were looking at it yesterday as we were going labeling some of the stuff. That back in the 20s, before this lake was actually started, about the surveyors that came through and put stakes in, nobody knew what they were doing. They didn't know what's far. And then 20 years later, you know, in the late 30s, then when they were really starting to be, they went to look for these markers they'd put in because they had already done the part of the survey for the lake and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I know, talking about the surveys, I can remember seeing the Coast Geodetic markers that were here in Clay County years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, then I remember a sidewalk marker over in front of the old post office where it's at now that had the WPA.
Yeah.
Brass thing. I think you probably walked over that once.
Probably have. Uh-huh.
What happened to that?
I no telling. You know, it's just like now. There's one on this courthouse over here on this side.
Yeah.
One of the markers that when they have to start someplace that they have to start from.
Yeah, I think we're about to run out of time. They're about to shut us off here.
Oh my goodness gracious! Shut me off.
And we just drum roll.
Yeah.
We just chose someone to receive a cake today, and Dee Buford won the cake today.
All right.
So you need to go out by the chamber and pick up a certificate out there, take it over to Dairy Queen, and they'll fix you up with one of those delicious ice cream cakes. And now you can share these Buford twins. You don't have to eat all yourself. You can share it with
your family if you want to.
And the rest of the family.
Right.
But congratulations today. And if you want to have your name on that list, 243-5574 is the number to call. And we've got a great big weekend coming up here this weekend. And it looks like all the rain's going to be out of here Saturday. And we'll have a great day for a car show, archery meet. Got a walk down at the community center on Saturday morning. Merchants have got doors open. And we're just going to have all kinds of activity. And we hope this is just the first of many for this summer.
Yeah, I hope so.
But right now, I guess it's time for us to shut the barn door again. We'll just leave the horse out the rest of the day. Let him pick. It's going to be a pretty day and the grass is up. But until we meet you again, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And we hope that we'll meet you here once again on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country this same time next week, 9 o'clock, and catch the rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock on 101.5. So, Clay County, good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.